Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
Namaskar, Punekas. We have with us today Avanti Deshpande, a nutritionist and a diet expert guidance, an author and award-winning food expert who's been guiding clients on a healthy lifestyle and not just about how to lose weight, well, also to how you can keep it off. Welcome to the show, Avanti. Very happy to have you here.
My pleasure, Aditya. Glad to be here.
Thanks. So tell us quickly about yourself, where you're based, what you do.
Yeah. So Aditya, my name is Avanti Deshpande. I'm a nutritionist by profession. And I have been into this field for the past 20 years now. I have done my master's in food science and nutrition and have been in various genres of food science and nutrition, from food industry to academics. And recently, I'm consulting and also an entrepreneur. I have a range of my health foods. And to add on to this, I have recently launched a book. So I'm an author now.
It's always amazing when I meet people like you who seem to have more than 24 hours in a day that the rest of us mortals have. But amazing everything that you're able to do in this short span of time. So Avanti, a few questions that I want to get us started with. And I think this is a question that a lot of our listeners will also have. What are some of the food habits that you have seen evolve in your career? And what are some of the habits that all of us need to give up right now?
The thing is, you know, when I graduated out, the importance to nutrition in India was not as much as we see today. So now we see that people are getting more conscious about healthy eating. In fact, it has changed the other way around, where people are getting overtly conscious about healthy eating. And they are forgetting their roots also to a larger extent and moving to, you know, adapting to Western culture a lot. But I feel the positive side of it, I would say, like, yes, people are getting more conscious about their health, understanding the importance of how food is going to be the most important criteria to keep them fit and healthy and not just supplements and, you know, other gimmicks. So that's a plus point. But I strongly feel like our Indian food is so good and it has got the power to heal the body much better than any other food. So we should make the most use of it.
That is absolutely true. I mean, the more I see a lot of people sort of following fad diets, I don't even know if a lot of these fad diets help. I have tried a few, I'll admit, and failed because they help initially, but then they just taper away. So speaking of not losing touch with our roots, what is a good habit to cultivate and how do you know what of the food that we typically eat locally every day should be eaten or should be avoided?
Okay, so as you're saying, Aditya, rightly reconnecting to the roots is the very right word that you used. We are Indians and we are born in this soil and the environment, the kind of food we eat is very conducive to, you know, what is available locally. So in eating local food, whatever is grown in this soil is going to nourish you much better than, you know, getting food which is abroad, because it's not going to nourish you as good. It's made for that particular country or that particular origin. And whatever is available here is most suited for us and it is absorbed well by our body. Even our genetics are made up that way by growing on the food which we keep on eating. So one food, if you ask me, which, you know, I feel is very much connecting us to the roots is not giving up carbs at all, which a lot of people are doing. But Indians, the setup, the body setup, the, you know, genetic setup is very different. And we need carbs to remain healthy. So nowadays, whatever people are moving on to eating millets and all, yes, I would appreciate that a lot. But beyond that, eating carbs, then eating proteins also to a great extent, and then moving on to fibers, fruits and vegetables is, I think, the key to a healthy lifestyle.
So very important question coming up. How much misal can I have?
Misal?
Yeah, it's important.
You can enjoy your misal, okay, Aditya? Now, let me tell you, you can tweak your misal and eat it and enjoy it. Probably you can have it every day, no problem. just the amount of, see, misal has got an important component, what we call as sprouts in it, okay? Now, most of the misal that you get outside might not have that much higher sprout content. But if you still relish, we like to eat something which is chatpata and which is, you know, savory. Everybody loves, I mean, every Indian loves to eat that. So even if you want to eat your misal, go ahead and eat it. Just see that you're eating, having a good portion of sprouts into that. So, you know, instead of just adding a tablespoon or two of the sprouts, I would say take a full katori, then add the whatever is the curry to it, then probably a little bit of farsan and all if you want, and go ahead and enjoy it with bread once in a while or eat it with your chapati. Why not?
So there you have it, Punikars. You can enjoy it once in a while. Remember that. Rose line it zone ubehrao naka kuthe tari. So moving on, very curious to speak about your food venture, Eat Smart, as well. I know I have sampled a few of the healthy chocolates. Tell us about that. Tell us how that idea came about. What are some of the products available in that?
So the idea behind, see, Aditya, I'm a food technologist also along with being a nutritionist. So it's a very good amalgamation, you know, and I've used it to the fullest, I feel, to give advantage to people. What happens is in my consulting, I have realized just simply writing food and giving people is not enough. A lot of times we move in a fast track or fast paced life. Making everything at home becomes very difficult. Then we get stuck up, you know, like now, okay, I have to eat something healthy, but there is no, there are foods available in the market, but I'm not very sure of the quality of that food over there. Keeping that exactly in mind, I have formulated my products. So my products are essentially what you can, you know, switch over your day-to-day lifestyle with these products. So they are like everyday utilizable thing, you know, like there's a dal chila, which is like a protein, like it's a pancake mixture, which has got only dals in it, high protein. You can have it at breakfast, lunch, dinner, anytime you want. It's a quick fix. Suppose you come home in the evening, Aditya, and you know, you don't have time to cook anything, but you still want to eat healthy. Just open that packet, make the chilas and you're sorted, done. You know, you don't have to worry that I'm binging into something wrong. That's the time when you tend to go wrong usually. Then I have got a gluten-free atta. Then I have got, you know, diabetic roti atta. And the one that is really picked up well is, you know, something, these are these truffles which I had given you. Remember, Aditya?
Yes. I keep going back to those. Those are probably the most guilt-free pieces of chocolate I've had in a very, very long time. Yes. And I'm going to place another order very soon. Yes. Avanti, tell us, you're an author as well. And you've recently had a book that was launched. Learn the Art to Eat Smart. Yes. What can we expect from the book?
Yeah, so the same thing, carrying forward the thing of, you know, because I want to make healthy eating very simple and doable, people get stuck with, okay, we want to eat healthy, but they end up eating salads. Like, you know, people keep on asking me, everyday salads, it's very boring. That was where, you know, the idea of that book came up. This is like a ready reckoner. So it has got recipes right from your basic recipes of how you can make curds, which is going to be much more high in protein, to, you know, smoothies, detox juices, breakfast items, very easy to cook lunch and dinner items, and not to forget desserts. So, you know, it's got a range. It's a ready reckoner. Anybody who wants to begin with healthy eating can take a hand of this book, you know, and start following all the recipes that are given there from breakfast to dinner. And the purpose behind having this book was, you know, because I want to make people enjoy eating healthy, not considering it something as a torture. So you should enjoy. It should be a lifestyle, right? You want to eat something healthy and it is fun. So in fact, following these recipes, people who are eating the routine food in the house will tend to eat your food because it has turned out very tasty.
That's a good way to kind of change people over from eating unhealthy to just eating healthy. Avanti, you're also a hardcore Punekar, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
So where did you grow up? Where did you study?
So I have been born and brought up in Pune. And I have studied in St. Joseph's High School and then moved on to doing my home science in SNDT. And then I moved to Bombay and I did my post-graduation there. So I'm a Punekar.
And where is your preferred katta in Pune?
Ferguson College. Uh-huh. Ferguson College Road, anytime.
Well done. That's the correct answer.
Yes. I used to stay there, you know, actually, Aditya, I have a home there. And then, you know, Vaishali was just round the corner. So if I miss that part, I will still go there and smell the yummy sambar that you get out there.
Amazing. So moving on, Over the last 18 months, you know, a lot has changed of the way we live, the way we eat, and also mentally how we kind of perceive things around us. How do you think, and in your professional experience over the past year and a half, how have you seen this affect people's eating habits or general outlook towards health? Has there been a positive improvement or has it been a negative improvement?
So I have seen, you know, it's been like two set of people, I would say. One who have taken the maximum advantage of the lockdown and transformed their bodies and made, you know, like, you know, transformed in a healthy way. And suddenly when you meet that person after one and a half year, you see that that person is totally transformed, lean and fit. The other way around, people have, you know, a few people have succumbed to it, you know, like not been able to follow healthy eating habits. But bottom line is everybody understands the importance of healthy eating and building up immunity, and food is the only way that is going to be, you know, or a savior for them. Everybody's realized that. So I think most of the people are slowly moving to eating healthy. And because, like, you know, restaurant foods are not available earlier, people have started, you know, cooking healthy, making healthy food at home, started entertaining themselves by making different dishes at home. So it has definitely created a positive impact for most of the people. At least they have understood the importance of eating healthy.
Excellent. Now, in every household, what are the two or three must-have food items that we can fall back on to satisfy hunger pangs or cravings? That is, and please give us healthy options.
Yes. So, healthy options, if I have to give, which you can always have at home, is, you know, one item. Now, I don't know for vegetarians, how would that choice be, but I feel like eggs is one thing which is a go-to, you know, because it's a direct source of protein and it is can be made easily. So from a bachelor's to, you know, somebody who doesn't really have time to cook, they can start having that. Then the second item which I feel that could always be in your kitchen is, you know, this like, you know, different dals you mix and you just make the batter and you keep it and you then immediately have it. Or the different easy to eat food items like makhanas you have different chudas which can be made at home. So you make it available, you keep it, you make it over the weekend, you store it, and then you can use it easily. And of course, not to forget the yummy almond truffles, which is one of my products. I would not forget that because you want to take care of your craving as well, right?
Absolutely. And you can find out more about that. Follow her on Instagram and you can place orders there or just visit her website, avantideshpande.com, for more information. Well, it's been a fantastic conversation, Avanti. We've learned a lot. It's been great to get to know you. And I'm hoping that a lot more people start reaching out to you to get more answers about how they can transform, start living a healthy life, start eating healthy and stay healthy despite everything that they will continue to eat outside, no matter what anyone tells them. So thank you very much for being on the show, Avanti. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much, Aditya. My pleasure as well.